Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I had to turn my mic down because I did an interview yesterday with Dave Palumbo, and my mic was a little overdriving, so that's why it started out a little slow this show. But anyway, thank you for being here today. Today we have an episode of Old Man Strong. I think you're going to really love it, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Before we get started, I have to, of course, thank our title sponsor, All-American Pharmaceutical, and their brand, EFX Sports. Right now, you can get six of their top-selling products absolutely free by going to SupremeRadio.net, clicking the banner ad for EFX Sports, putting in your address, and paying $5 and change for shipping. That's actually the shipping charge. They're not paying for any product. And you'll get six of their top-selling products, including Carbolin, Crealkalin, protein powder. It's just a really big goodie bag of fun stuff because Dr. Jeff Galini believes that no one should buy anything until they've tried it, and he puts his money where his mouth is. And without further delay, let's open up the mic. We have Coach Wade Johnson, my co-host. How you doing, Coach?
I'm great. It's good to be with you guys.
And we have a guy named Marvin Mann that I didn't know much about until yesterday, and I will dig up the name of the guy who recommended him. I put it out on Facebook that we were going to do an episode of the Old Man Strong show today. And I really didn't have plans to do it, but something happened and we just dropped it in. And when I went to check out who Marvin Mann was, I was like, this has to be you, Marvin. You are actually our maiden guest on the launch of the show. And I got to tell you, I don't think we could have started with a better guy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm definitely old. That's for sure.
Look, we're all old here. I just turned 60. Coach, how old are you now?
I turn 53 next month.
Okay. And Marvin, I think you're 57 right now, right?
No, actually, I just turned 58.
Okay.
June
what?
Yeah. June 24th.
Okay, I'm June the 11th. We're close, buddy. We're close.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, so before we get started talking about your training now at this stage of your life, you've been a powerlifter for how long now?
I've powerlifted on and off since high school. I started in a gym in Miami called Brody's Gym. It was like I was 14 years old and I walked into Brody's, and that was like the premier gym down there at the time. I seen a lot of bodybuilding going on. I started into the bodybuilding thing, and I just don't have the genetics for it. So I started powerlifting later, and I'm into martial arts, and I did that for many years and went back to powerlifting. I started powerlifting really heavy with the Bureau of Prisons. I worked for the federal government, and I put on meets inside the Bureau with some friends of mine, and it just carried on for years and years after that. And after I retired, I just kept powerlifting. So
you know. I got to tell people, if you don't know who he is, you got to Google Marvin Mann, M-A-N-N, powerlifter. That's it. First of all, you're a handsome guy. You've got an amazingly physique. Your physique is amazing, and you literally are covered in tattoos from ankles to wrist, huh?
Yeah, I used to be a motorcycle club rider back in the day, and I kind of my big inspiration in powerlifting was Lee Moran. I rode motorcycles, and me and Lee were good friends, and his roommate was one of my best friends, and Lee did a 1,000-pound squat back in the 80s, and I seen it, and I was just inspired. And of course, Lee passed away relatively young of a heart attack. But following Lee's career, and really just, I was into martial arts and real heavy, and he was powerlifting, and we were all running around being bad boys. And I don't know, I just stayed with the powerlifting. It was a big life changer for me. I went to school for exercise physiology, and you know, had a lot of people that really kind of pushed me in that direction. I was a bad boy kind of turned around, you know what I mean? And so powerlifting had a lot to do with me changing my lifestyle. Yeah.
Interesting. Now, do you know Coach Wade Johnson by any chance? Or do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. So you guys are probably in similar clubs, and you've probably been in the same arenas at different times. But he's kind of in your. I'm the weakling of the group. So, just for the record. So anyway, Wade, jump in here if you want to start with some questions as well.
Well, first, Miami is actually my hometown, and I've certainly heard of Brody's, and so that's kind of a neat thing. And I love South Florida.
Well, I'm sure you know George Brentston.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But you mentioned Lee Moran. Did you ever train with Lee?
I was in the presence of Lee a lot training. I was younger than Lee, and I was hanging around that group at the time, and I just basically watched Lee a lot, you know. And Lee ran with a very, very close friend of mine who was my roommate. It was his roommate and my roommate later in life. So the other gentleman's also deceased. So he's the guy that kind of introduced me to powerlifting. And then later on, I trained with a couple other guys that were the same way. And we just, you know, powerlifting introduced me to the big three, you know. And that my training to this day is like that. I still train a lot of compound heavy movements, you know. I mean,
well, and I think that's probably, it's probably for me, because that's the, my programming is steeped in compound movements versus like single joint isolation type stuff. And I think my question for you is, do you feel like that is what has offered you longevity, not only in the sport, but in your training as well?
Absolutely, because I only train 3 days a week. You know, at one time in life, I trained 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Now I train 3 days a week, probably an hour and a half at a time. And I have a group that I train with. They're all much younger than me. And we train a lot of compound. I mean, we train for powerlifting primarily. So, you know, I'm a Monday squat guy, Wednesday bench guy, Friday deadlift guy. But we do our accessory movements after those. But like last night, I, you know, the heaviest I went on bench was 315 for sets, you know. And but I only weigh 196 pounds at the moment. So, and I have bad elbows from the years, you know. I'm like most guys, like I got the tenor CD elbows. They don't straighten out anymore. And the common traits of an old man that's been lifting his whole life.
And know, see, and this is one of the things I want to focus on in this show, right? So a lot of us have had great experiences in the gym, and then Father Time starts to change things. Like I joke on Superhuman Radio all the time about when I wake up in the morning, I literally walk like a caveman. And I slowly straighten out, and I don't feel good in the morning. I don't feel good. And the last thing I feel like doing is going to the gym and training. But what I've learned over the past few years is that after I train, I feel amazing. I feel like the guy I want to feel like. Do you have a similar experience with your aches and pains and the challenges that you've adapted to over time with aging?
Absolutely. I have plantar fasciitis so bad that every morning, just watching me walk, it looks like I'm stepping on a bed of nails. And my elbows kill me when I bench heavy. I haven't been over a 400-pound bench in years because my elbows just bother me. And I'm a raw lifter. I don't lift in gear except in the gym. I compete raw. So, you know, I put a suit on. I put 200 pounds on my squat. But at the same time, I take off knee sleeves and lose 100 pounds. So it's a whole weird thing for me. I usually train squat around 420 versus, you know, where I used to train mid fives, you know, for sets. You know, but at my age now, I just don't feel like lifting the crazy heavyweight consistently works. You know, I mean, I got the World Championships in November coming up. It may be my last big meet. And, you know, after that, I don't know. I'd probably maybe switch back to bodybuilding style training, you know, because I don't have much to prove. I got 3 WPC world titles. I've got USAPL, you know, records. I've got, you know, I competed everywhere. I've done well. I stay with the WPC because I've been with them forever. But I compete primarily because of my team. I don't really care that I compete anymore. I compete for my team. But I just enjoy powerlifting, and it's a way to motivate me to keep going to the gym. If I didn't have a big meet coming up, I would slack off on my training and not want to get up under that crazy heavy iron. You know what I mean?
So what do you?
I think that brings up.
Go ahead. Wait.
Right. I think that brings up a big point. And one of the things that I try to teach when I'm coaching is that for training to be really effective, I mean, we all can go to the gym and be physical and you know, be fit, so to speak. But I find that training is best and when it's consistent and when you have something, a goal in mind, like me. For me, when my training is meat-driven, that's when my training is at its best. And so I wanted to get your feel, you know, on that, because you, like yourself, I have a group of people that train in the morning at my gym and then a group that train in the evening. And one of the biggest motivators for me and for these groups is that training cycle ends or culminates in a meet or a contest of some sort. So what is your feelings on that?
I do the exact same thing. Matter of fact, people that come to my gym, I have a very hardcore gym. We don't have air conditioning. We have Gary Frank is where all my equipment comes from. Every bit of my equipment was from Gary. So I have an old school, you know, York barbell heavy duty. I mean, I got some equipment in there, but it's old school stuff. It's very similar to the original Metroflex in the way it's set up, but it's just really clean. But my primary thing is, you know, I really, really just tell, I work with a lot of diabetics, believe it or not. I do a program with MDVIP, so I'm the exercise physiologist for their program. So I work with a lot of people that are diabetics. I do a lot of keto dieting instruction. I've got a 63-year-old gentleman I'm training now that couldn't walk when he came to me a year ago. Now he's playing golf 3 times a week. He's mobile. I've got him squatting, deadlifting, benching, doing all the things that the doctors told you cannot do. 63, the guy's made a second bolt in life, you know, primarily because of getting back into the gym. You know, I mean, I've got a 70-year-old brother that had quit training, and he was one of my inspirations as a child. He'd quit training, seen me at the 2014 World Championships, got him back in the gym, and he's back to where he was before, you know, because the guy was a stud his whole life, and the doctors told him, oh, you hurt your back, stop training. Man, if you hurt your back, don't stop training, train more.
Right.
You know,
right.
I see more people that sit down and start taking opiates rather than, you know, go through the little bit of pain of training, and, you know, the recuperation process is, you know, it's inevitable. If you sit down, you're going to get weak. You know, atrophy occurs every time. So, you know, stay in the gym, do something, move, you know. And I just go with compound movements because I find everything else to be pretty much a waste of time. You know,
do you do any, Marvin, do you do any cardio at all?
My cardio is primarily at this point in life, a lot of squatting. I'll do a set of 20 or 25 rep. It's like HIT training with like 3 plates
right
to the bucket. And that's cardio for me. And I do the same thing deadlifting. I'll take 4 plates and try to hit a set of 20, just touch and goes, things like that. We do that at almost every training session. We'll do some burnout move. And that's where I smoke the young guys, because all the younger guys I have training, by the time we get to the dips, like last night we went to the dips, I was doing sets of 75. My young guys couldn't do 30, and they're all strong, you know. But so my cardio seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it.
I used to cycle a lot, and I was a big tennis buff all through life. I played tennis for 20 years. So, but now I don't actually actively go out and do cardio. I hit a speed bag while I ride an exercise bike at the same time, you know, for warm-up.
Oh, wow. That is pretty. So, yeah. So let me get this straight. So you move the exercise bike over to the platform where the bag is hanging from, and while you're pedaling, you're hitting the bag.
Yep.
How long did it take for you to be able to do that seamlessly for long periods of time?
Oh, I've been hitting a speed bag since I was 14 years old, and I could make one dance. I mean, I look like, yeah, I hit a speed bag like a professional boxer.
Right.
I fought PKA karate back in the day, so I've been into martial arts, and my hand-eye speed's pretty quick. And the speed bag is just something I use for eye-hand coordination.
Yeah, I love the speed bag.
By riding a bicycle was no big deal to me. I just decided that was the fastest warm-up I could. I try to make everything simple. I spent 8 years training law enforcement officers on how to do exercise at the shortest rate. So I developed an exercise that basically had you came off the ground to a chest move, like a snatch, with a push press behind the head, then a squat, and then it went back to a push press and then back to the ground, and that was one rep. Well, I had these guys doing 9 minutes of exercise 4 days a week to get them ready for their performance reviews. And believe it or not, within 20 minutes of those kind of workouts, I was watching guys starting off with empty bars, getting to the point where they could do a 45-pound plate on each end. They were blowing through their performance reviews. And at the time, the Bureau was getting really hard on the fact that we had all these fat cops sitting around not being able to pass their PT. I developed a program. So it was very effective. But, you don't need to spend 3 hours in the gym.
But clearly, staying active has been a cornerstone of your life. And I don't want to gloss over that, because what happens is if you end up just sitting around and nursing your aches and pains, you just deteriorate. And if you push against them, it may hurt. Like for me, my legs, I have a neurological disorder that killed my sister. My sister was already crippled when she was 60. I just turned 60. I'm doing pretty good right now. But it affects my legs more than anything else. My leg strength used to be, you know, my bread and butter. It's not anymore. And so because it's not, I don't want to squat anymore because I can't squat like I used to. I don't want to leg press anymore because I can't leg press like I used to. So I've convinced myself that I have to do it because I don't want to do it. And I swear to God, it's the reason I'm still walking.
Absolutely. I guarantee you it's the reason you're still walking. I see that all the time in what I deal with, because the exercises that you like to do are not the exercises you need to do.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know, everybody wants to. I have a lot of friends, all they do is bench press. They brag about, I got a 600-pound bench. Yeah, but you got a 300-pound squat. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, I don't think you can actually do anything unless you work the whole body. I firmly believe in the whole body workouts. That simple exercise I was just describing, to me, if you didn't have any time at all, you can do it in about 9 minutes and do it 4 times a week, and it'll keep you in a pretty good shape. Because if you progressively increase the load and track it, that particular exercise is phenomenal because it works pretty much everything in the body, you know.
Yeah.
So
I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. We're talking with Marvin Mann. This is Old Man Strong. Marvin, plug your gym before we go into the break.
We're Old School Muscle. We're out here in Fort Worth, Texas, and we're pretty much a private establishment, so we don't really need much plug-in because we don't let a lot of people in.
I like that. You're a private club. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I get most of my people from the medical fields. I work primarily with doctors. And the guys that work out with me, they're real powerlifters. You know, everybody in the Fort Worth area knows this. And I used to be over at Metroflex and for a long time. And, you know, I was actually involved with Gold's Gym for years. So, yeah, everybody around here knows this.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
There are a few products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to this episode of Old Man Strong. You know, you young guys could learn a lot from us older guys. I can promise you that. Coach, you had a question for Marvin, didn't you?
Well, what I want to do, what I want to ask is one of the trends in this day and age is as we get, I mean, we're all, you know, above 50, but even 40-year-olds, I've had 40-year-olds in the gym, and one of the questions that I'm asked, even though I don't currently use it, is hormone replacement therapy, and what's its place in not only in our sport, or in our sports per se, or in the gym, you know, as we age,
healthy aging.
I wondered
I had the same thought.
What your take was that on?
Yeah,
on
I'll tell you something. I'm on hormone replacement, and I didn't even start it till I was close to 50, and I never was a steroid user. I trained completely natural for many years before I ever thought about using any kind of performance enhancing stuff, and really. In my situation, I'm so knowledgeable on the actual ramifications of steroids that I use hormone replacement. I give blood 4 times a year because one of the worst things you can do is, you know, let your hematocrit get up and cause a problem there. But it, as you age, you just almost inevitably need it, you know, and I deal now with more older guys and they're almost all on hormone replacement. But it seems like the medical community is so lacking in knowledge. And I have patients come in all the time and they, you know, they've been on hormone replacement for 4 years. They've never given blood and their hematocrit's close to 60, you know, so you're pushing 90 weight motor oil through your vessels. So, I mean, that's the problem that I see is a lack of education among the medical community with the guys out there trying to get it, you know, and it's a scam. They're charging them $120 for a shot, and they're giving them a shot every 2 to 3 weeks. If you're not taking testosterone every 4 or 5 days, you're just going up and down and roller coastering it, you know, so it's not giving you much of an effect. And everybody thinks more is better, and that's not necessarily the case. You can get by with very little. I mean, a half a cc at 200 milligrams, you know, every 4 days, you're great.
Right.
You're awesome, you know.
Right.
I mean, but guys are running around shooting, you know, 3 cc's every 3 days. Like, I get kids coming to the gym, and they say things that are so ignorant, and, you know, they get their advice off some forum, and they're just, you know, it's a joke. I mean, you know, I had a kid actually told me he was taking 3 cc's of test every 3 days with Tren and Anadrol. I said, kid, you're going to kill yourself. I said, and he's talking about what he's going to do at my age. I said, you won't live to be my age. You're 23 years old. You'll never make it. You'll have a heart attack by the time you're 40, you know. But, so, I spent a lot of time talking about that.
With the HRT, one of the things that I've, again, it's not something I've ever used, but I've had to do some research on it and ask, you know, people that I know that use in the industry, it was just so they can ask the right questions when they're going to these clinics or going to the doctor. And one of the things that I told this particular guy, he's in his mid-40s, and I said, make sure that you ask for an aromatase inhibitor. And
well,
I would.
Some people do not need that.
Yes,
you actually
I would
know
disagree.
What your estrol levels are.
You got that. You know? That's a really good point. Because believe it or not, a lot of the benefits, health benefits, that are conveyed in HRT are conveyed by estradiol. You know, men develop Parkinson's disease fivefold more often than women until women go through menopause, and that's because of our lack of estradiol. So, and a lot of doctors today, they have a cookie cutter approach. You got to put a guy on and you got to watch him for 6 months and you got to see if he's a high aromatizer. I'm not a high aromatizer. When I was using performance enhancing drugs, I was using 2 grams of test a week and my estradiol wasn't going over 56. So I'm not a high aromatizer. And really all of the fat loss benefits come from the estradiol. They've done studies where they put men side by side and give them one group a certain amount of test and given the other group the same amount of test and then an aromatase inhibitor. Then they washed them out and switched them and did the same thing. And what they found out was the guys who didn't have the compensatory estrogen elevation didn't build muscle as fast and didn't lose body fat as fast.
Exactly. Well, that's the point that I'm trying to make is exactly what Marvin was saying. I didn't say what I told him. I said, make sure you ask about it.
Yeah.
They said I didn't need it. And I go, well, did they test? I mean, you haven't got the first injection yet.
Right.
I'm assuming they have not tested you. So, you know, and the thing that I tell people always, and again, Marvin, I want to get your feel for this, is get as educated as you can. Now, I didn't say the whole bro science on some forum.
Well, probably,
you know, I'm not saying that there's. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Problem I run into day after day is I have guys coming in and they Google something and now they're an expert. I went to college
right.
for 7 years. I have a master's in exercise physiology. I taught for the U.S. Justice Department for 8 years. I have been studying this. I'll tell you, I've watched every show Dave Palumbo's ever done. I've listened to, I don't know how many of the radio shows Carl's done. There's another radio show called Iron Radio, Dr. Lowry. I listen to every
Lowry.
Sunday night. Okay. I PubMed, I read daily, you know, to go and give people advice. And these guys call themselves, personal trainers. Most of them got a certificate online and don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. The scary part about that is with Google, you're liable to get bad information, and these forums just spill out bad information. So it just becomes, you know, bad in, bad out. So, you know, we've got a real dilemma in this field. One of the things that I teach when I do seminars is I did a big seminar for Metroflex called Exercise Physiology When the Rubber Meets the Road. Do you know the only questions I was asked in the show, class that were actually relevant, were things from pro bodybuilders that were there. Everybody else just sat there silently. And I had a friend of mine with me, David Summers. he's an anesthetist. He was giving a lot of medical viewpoints, and he kind of shot over their head, you know, but he was basically breaking down what happens in to the cholesterol and to the cardiovascular system in steroid abuse. Well, the kids didn't want to hear any of that. All they wanted to talk about was how big so-and-so was.
Right.
And I had guys actually asking questions like, would you think Ronnie Coleman does steroids? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
The only time he's not doing them is when he's sleeping.
Right. I mean, I know Ronnie. I know Ronnie pretty well.
I feel bad for the guy right now, but he's...
He's in bad shape right now. I just ran into him at lunch the other day. But I mean, the terrible part about that is the ignorance of these people and the fact that there's so much misinformation on the internet. They just go out and indulge in this stuff like, oh, this is just candy you take. And it's, you know, I don't feel that way about it, you know. And the experiences I've had... It's just no.
Wait, do you think you'd ever explore it? I mean, you're doing pretty good.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where I don't really, you know, because everybody goes, don't you want to feel better? And I was like, I don't feel bad, you know. I mean, I have a super busy, active lifestyle. I'm too big at the moment, you know. But that's not news or anything. That's not anything new. But it's just one of those things where, you know, if you ask Melissa, I seem that my libido is fine for her, you know, and I just haven't, you know, I don't have some of the problems. Now I can tell you that there's a difference in me at 52 than say even my late 40s. And I read this, and I know Paul Wren personally. Paul said that he really saw a fall off in his strength, not when he turned 40, but after he turned 50. And that seems to be the same for me, but by the same token, my responsibilities and my priorities have kind of shifted to where, you know, all the way up through my 40s until probably about 48 years old, you know, my priority in the gym, especially in the morning, was my training. You know, now I coached people, I helped people, and I was programming and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, I still, you know, my primary focus in the morning was my training, and it's not, that's not the same, you know, I've got a bigger crew now, I've got a lot of different athletes, so I have to pay a lot more attention, and I'm in the gym longer because Melissa has to get up so early to train, but, you know, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, and we're in bed probably about 9 o'clock, and I'm still training hard. I'm, you know, and I'm being competitive in my age bracket in three different strength sports, and so it's just one of those things where, I mean, I don't have this morale issue with it. You know,
you
it's
may
just
not
one of those
even
things
have
where
testosterone. You know, it's excessive.
And that, you know, and I still have a full head of hair. You know, but
well,
it's just
don't.
It's. So, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, if it is an issue, I certainly don't know it, and I don't think you would know
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about me, and I've talked about it on the show, but I went on HRT in 2007. And so, I didn't really know what to expect, and the analogy I gave was this. Imagine you live in a warehouse with 100 light bulbs. And every year, just one light bulb goes out. And then after 40 years, some guy comes in and replaces the 40 light bulbs all at once. And you go, holy crap, is this how bright it used to be in here? Like, I didn't remember
it
being this
analogy.
Bright. Because it was almost like the lights went back on in my life. And my attitude about things changed. And my mental energy. But more importantly, the underlying diseases that develop when men start to, their testosterone starts to drop, I just kind of sidestepped all that stuff. Now, I didn't get away from the neurological thing, but that's kind of in my genes right now, and I'm working through that. And that's more gut issues now I'm learning than anything else. But you may want to just see, what I worry about some people is they're so devoted to being able to say, you know, I never used, and they confuse HRT with using. This is different. You know, I did a whole rant last week about Phil Mickelson couldn't golf the way he golfs if he didn't take Humira. Okay? And so in his case, Humira is a performance-enhancing drug. Now, if he wasn't playing golf, it's not a performance-enhancing drug anymore. So you got to be careful not to say to yourself, I never used when I was competing, and ergo, I'm not going to do this now that I'm getting older, because it's very, very different, and it may actually change and extend your life. That's my belief. That's my belief.
For me, you know, and again, I'd be interested in both of your opinions. I competed in the USAPL last year. I competed in their nationals, and I'm training for their equipped bench nationals. And so it's one of those things where I've been very careful with any of my supplementation, you know, and again, I've always been drug-free as far as, you know, performance-enhancing drugs. So it's not one of those things that, you know, I want to go through this process, you know, and again, I've just, like I said, I don't feel bad. I mean, I have some of the aches and pains in the mornings,
yeah,
but I still train 6 days a week. And like yesterday, I did some Highland Games throwing for the first time in my life. And I'm going to pursue doing that because I don't have enough on my plate. And, you know, just because, well, it's one of those things where, like we were talking about earlier, you know, having those goals for me, what keeps me going is one is I get a great amount of satisfaction, you know, coaching and working, you know, with the lifters and the kids that I work with. But for me personally, I just have never, I've said this many times on the show, I've just never wanted to be that guy that sat in the corner of the gym and barked at my lifters or pupils, you know, and then talks about the things that he did, you know, 20 years ago. I want to be as strong as I can, you know, for as long as I can, and I want to be the guy that walks into the gym, and Marvin, I bet you feel the same way, that when I walk in, they go, there's that old man, and don't F with him, because he's a badass.
Oh, I am that guy.
Yeah, I know, I could tell by looking at
Guaranteed
Marvin.
I'm that guy.
I could tell just by looking at
him. The young guys bring their friends over to see me lift, so they can say they met me, because David Ricks is the only guy that I know of that really makes me feel inadequate. David Ricks.
Well, that's for all of us, though. David is crazy strong.
You know, David's crazy strong, and I'm not really too far behind him. I mean, you put me in the right gear, and I'll go up against anybody. But in gear, I've squatted 740 at 200 pounds, and I did that at 53 years old. So, I mean, I'm pretty strong. I'm not a gear lifter, and when I lift raw, I lift raw. I don't even have knee wraps on, and I've done 584 in completely raw post 50. I went 600 yesterday with knee sleeves on, and it was probably 2 or 3 inches high. It was a gym squat, of course, but you know, I mean, I still train that heavy even now, and I mean, I'm not intimidated by young lifters. I mean, actually, they come in and want to train. But I think that's what keeps me young, is having them around to give me a reason to, you know, show them up so it inspires me and them. You know what I mean? It's one of them things where all my guys, that's what they say. They say, oh, the old man's just going to blow us away again, and it'll make us lift harder, which we do.
Well, and that's the thing. I like with my son. My son was one of a teenage phenom, and while he's dropped a considerable amount of weight, he's still very, very strong. And one of the things that I've told him and I've told the other guys that are strong, my goal is to make you stronger than me, but it's also my goal, just so you're aware, that I make you earn it. The day, I'm 52 now, but the day that you can outlift me completely, then you will have earned it, you know. And there's now there. I've got some strong guys. I got some really strong guys.
Got some strong girls too. Got some.
Well,
strong
now, yeah. Now some of the, you know, I should say this real quick. Just that
yeah,
happened to
then
remind
I have to
me.
Break, take a break.
Just to the condolences to Jan Todd and the entire family. We lost the Strength World lost Dr. Terry Todd recently, and what a fascinating man and a fascinating couple those folks are. And one of the things that he said that's always stuck with me is that strength is genderless, you know. And so that's just an encouragement to everybody out there, regardless of age, even though our focus is the old man strength, that regardless of age, regardless of gender, is to go, you know, and invest in yourself and bust that ass in the gym and be the best version of yourself that you can be day to day, year after year. That's kind of the message for me.
We have to take a break, and then I got a bunch of other questions that I want to ask Marvin. Stay tuned. You're listening to this episode of Old Man Strong.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000 or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
you know, you can't recover, you can't stay healthy or reverse disease if you're not sleeping well. In fact, think about this. You spend a third of your life in your bed, yet you probably don't really pay attention to the quality of your mattress at all. A lot of mattresses are very expensive. Well, I learned about a company called Casper Mattresses, and they have some of the most amazing mattresses, and because they are factory direct, you save big time. They have mattresses that are designed to actually mimic the human curves of your body, so you sleep better. They're breathable, so it helps to regulate body temperature for those of you who get hot and cold and hot and cold throughout the night and have to kick the covers off and put them back on. They have a hassle-free return policy. They guarantee your satisfaction. You're completely satisfied. And right now, my audience can go to Casper.com/SHR. Use the code SHR. And you can purchase a Casper mattress. Get $50 towards the purchase of select mattresses. They show you which ones. There are some terms and conditions. You have to go to the website and check it out. But you'll save $50 towards the purchase of a selected Casper mattress, and you get their 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial that guarantees that you're going to be happy. So you sleep on it for 100 nights. It's like a third of a year. And if you're not convinced that you aren't sleeping better, then give them a call. Go to Casper.com/SHR. Use the code SHR today. Start sleeping better, because nothing in the world, nothing replaces a good night's sleep. And on that note, I got to ask you, as we age, we tend not to sleep as good. Are you a good sleeper, Marvin?
That's one of my biggest downfalls. No, I'm not.
So you got to order a Casper mattress, brother. No, but I don't sleep. I don't consistently sleep good anymore, and it's really challenging.
Yeah, I have the same problem. I've tried a lot of different things too, and I don't know. I train late, and I think sometimes.
Yeah.
I train Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from about, well, because it's been hot here in Texas. We've got 108 degree days here, so like I said, we have no air conditioning in the gym. We use this big fan, so we've been training at like 9 o'clock to maybe midnight. And I come in after training, and my wife has to go to work early, and she's considerably younger than me. So she falls right to sleep, and I lay there looking at the ceiling for hours on end. It's miserable.
I gotta believe training late is contributing to that, because your adrenal system is kicking in for a second shift at that point in time.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't get wound up quick. My problem is, like you were saying about the aches and pains, when I get up under like a squat bar, it takes me 4 or 5 sets just to get stretched out enough to get the bar into position on my back.
My shoulders kill me. That's the thing that kills me the most with squatting today is my shoulders.
Yeah, I have the elbow issues. My elbows are, when I compete, I have to, you know, actually declare my elbows to the judge for lockout, because my elbows don't actually lock out all the way anymore. And I've noticed that everybody I've run into, even old bodybuilders that have really lifted for a long period of time, seem like they have a very similar issue with their elbows. You know, it's kind of weird how your arms start to become permanently bent. It's weird.
Wade, do you remember that guy here from Kentucky, D. Wade? I can't think of his last name. Was it Perry, maybe, or something like that? Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Man,
I can't recall now. That's been long enough. I don't recall.
Yeah, but he was that kind of guy where his right elbow never locked out, and he used to have to get cleared by the judges that was the top of his
elbow. Well, even, let's see, his name is escaping me.
Ted Arcidi was like that.
Say again?
Ted Arcidi was like that. His elbows wouldn't lock out.
Yes, Ted was, but Donnie Thompson, when he totaled 3,000 pounds, Donnie had a football injury that prevented. I remember that he wasn't at the rules briefing, and that's another conversation entirely. But you know, one of the things that we always did as judges is, like, you know, if you have an injury, you know, or master age lifter, and you have an issue locking out, you have to remind us every time that you come to the platform. Now, that's not a new thing, and it's across several sports. It's in Olympic weightlifting, it's in strongman, but you have to tell the judges. And I think that's one of those things that happens over time. Honestly, my shoulders will be a little tight in the morning, but I'm still lucky enough that the hardest thing I do in the morning when I'm squatting, and remember this is at 5 o'clock in the morning, I've gotten up and had a cup of coffee, is putting on my socks and shoes and then walking down the steps to my gym. I walk under the squat bar and get right under it and start warming up. You know, now for the other stuff, you know, for pulling and for benching and all the other stuff, like now when I'm doing my snatch workout, for example, that is quite arduous, and that happens after a bench, and I have to do all the sports. My training is somewhat hybrid oriented, which seems to be the go-to cool word of the day now. But Monday I benched, and then I will do my log press work, and then Tuesday I squat and whatever else I have time to fit in. And so Wednesday I usually do an auxiliary type workout where I'm just doing light bodybuilding stuff for active recovery, which I want to get your opinion on. But when I go to snatch, man, it's a good 15 minutes of light squatting and
coaxing your body.
This is even
coaxing,
after doing the
You got to coax your body. You got to.
I'm going to tell you something. Come Wednesday, it does not want to do it. You know. So anyway, I have two quick questions.
Warm up. I don't warm up at meets for like deadlift, because by the time I get to deadlift, I don't use anything on the floor.
Right.
I walk straight out there and start pulling.
Right.
First pull straight leg to get my opponents kind of not really realize where I'm at. I'll literally go out there and pull. I always open at meets around 500 pounds at the old man division, and they kind of look at me at this point and think they've got a chance. I'm actually about a 650 puller. So, I leave a whole lot on the floor, and because I know I can go get it if I need it. And I pull meets out all the time and get best lifters for that very reason. I sandbag my deadlift because I pull hard, and it's funny because I don't warm up at all for deadlift ever.
Right. Well, I usually will do a couple of pulls in a meet, and then I'm ready to go. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. How do you feel about consuming alcohol? Do you have the occasional cold beer?
Don't drink, don't smoke, no drugs, no alcohol. I did all that when I was young. Had enough of it. Don't want anything to do with it. Don't even really like it around me.
Right on.
Yeah, live a very square lifestyle at this point in my life. I lived in a nightclub for 12 years. I was in the nightclub business in the industry, and
you were bouncing, but you owned one.
I actually owned a strip joint on Bourbon Street.
Dude, and, you're my hero. Not only are you a badass, but you owned a strip club. Come on, man, that's amazing.
I was with a very, very famous stripper called Gio. She's a very well known old school stripper, and she was on HBO Showtime. She had real sex. She was a big deal. Got into the strip joint business and grew to hate alcohol, hate bars, despise the whole thing. Can't stand it. I'm so square. I don't even drink beer. I mean, a cigarette makes me puke. If I go out somewhere and somebody lights a cigarette, I'm liable to make them eat it. I really can't stand any of that stuff. I don't go out much either. That's, you know, me and my wife, we take our boat out and maybe ride our motorcycles and stuff, but I'm not big into the nightclub scene whatsoever, you know. So my Friday night at the bar is the deadlift bar, you know.
I love it.
Pretty hardcore about that, where I actually have t-shirts made for the gym that they, you know, Friday night at the bar, and it's us at the deadlift bar. And I had people call me all the time. They said, "Hey, you want to go out Friday night?" I said, "No, I'm pulling Friday night. You know that." They said, "Well, I thought you'd make an exception. I haven't made an exception in 10 years. Why would I make an exception now?"
But, you know, I got to be honest with you. When you get older, you have to be militant about your health. And I have been talking about this a lot, because for me at least, and I don't know if you concur with this, but if I take prolonged periods of time off, the slide down the hill is way, way faster than the crawl back up again.
It sure is. I'll tell you something that I do on a daily basis that I would recommend to anybody, and I recommend it to every person I work with. I do a shake every morning for breakfast, and it consists of psyllium fiber, a protein supplement. I use a Ninja to make this thing, and it's one of those deals where I put in about half of my jug is egg whites. I throw in a whole egg. Then I put in a scoop of protein powder, a big scoop of psyllium fiber. Then I use a flax seed. I put a big scoop of cinnamon there for blood pressure, a bran, a wheat germ, maybe a little creatine, and some blueberries. I blend this thing up, and I drink that every morning with my supplemental vitamins, my potassium, my magnesium, things like that. And I'll tell you, since I started doing that, it's been quite a while, my blood work is phenomenal. It's perfect. And my cholesterol is in check. I've always had a bad problem with cholesterol. And I went on cholesterol medication, tried some statin drugs, and my arms and legs were killing me.
Yeah.
I had to stop taking
it. Your muscles break down. They just break down.
I felt like I was in rhabdo all the time.
Yeah, you were. Because
I literally felt like I was in rhabdo.
People who take statin drugs and train hard, they get into rhabdo quick like that.
And I felt that way really quick. I mean, within a few weeks.
Right.
So I went and junked all that, and did, my own research has always suggested more natural things. I'll tell you, I have seen more benefits from high use of cinnamon, right, than almost anything I've taken. That and the psyllium fiber. I mean, I have a thing with the psyllium fiber where I use keto dieting a lot in what I do because I'm dealing with a lot of diabetics and I'm trying to correct the diabetes. We work a lot of keto diets. So I take people to the grocery store, I walk them around, and I watch them load their cart, and then I load my cart, and I show them the difference. And inevitably, they're reading packages and thinking that something says, low fat, and it's actually high carb or whatever, So they don't really understand what they're eating. So by the time I get out of the grocery store with them and take them to my house and show them what I eat on a daily basis, they realize that 80% of the way I do what I do is with nutrition, not... I don't believe the gym is actually, I know guys that train with me, they train just as hard as I do. They don't miss workouts. They look like crap. They feel like crap, but they eat like crap, So my deal is eat right, live right, don't drink, don't drug, go to sleep, and train, and you're going to get there and you're going to stay there. But you can't be smoking and drinking and eating crap and go to the gym and expect to get it. Just because you use steroids, and you drink and smoke, you're not going anywhere.
No, in fact, I've been a proponent that if you're going to use gear, you have to live a cleaner life. Otherwise, don't even
cleaner
bother.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, you got to get to sleep early because otherwise, you're not really taking advantage of anything. Which leads me to this question: so, do you have a top, five absolute? These are the supplements I always take. Things come in and out of style, but these are the ones I always use.
Yeah, HCG. I use HCG fairly regularly because I'm on hormone replacement.
Right.
Those are two mandatories. As far as the things the stores sell, not at all.
Creatine? Creatine?
I use creatine, but I use it sporadically. I don't use it all the time. I've seen my creatine scores become rather high while I'm on creatine. I had a creatine score of 30 one time, which didn't concern me or the doctor much. Because, I had also deadlifted the night before the blood work.
Right.
You know how that is.
Right.
I mean, you can blow your creatine. But at the same time, I don't think that it's necessary to use creatine on a daily basis. I did a lot of self-experimentation over about 20 years. I haven't seen where, I can use it for 6 weeks and pretty much get the same benefits from it, and take off for 10 or 12 weeks and then try it again. It doesn't. I don't seem like I have
Well, especially to use if you're continuously. If you're consuming a lot of animal protein, especially beef and pork or tuna, You're getting a couple grams of creatine. Like, I eat 2.5 pounds of beef or some meat. It could be chicken, which doesn't have a lot of creatine in it. But if you're eating red meat, you're getting creatine.
I do eat red meat. I eat the really high-quality hamburger meat, with the 93.7. And I make myself burgers, just for lunch and stuff. That's kind of a treat to me. I eat a lot of salmon. We actually eat salmon probably twice a week. I'm an Aldi's guy. I go back there in the corner, and they've got the marinated salmon for about $10. And me and my wife you know, had that with our vegetables and asparagus and things like that. And my wife eats exactly the same as me, and she's, you know, 18 years younger than I am, so, and really gorgeous. So that's my big inspiration to work out, is to keep up with my beautiful young wife. So that's really my thing.
She's keeping you young. Yeah, she's keeping you
young. Yeah, it keeps me young. When we got married, you know, 20 years ago, 17 years ago, her mother was very concerned about my age. Told my wife at the time, you know, what are you going to do when he gets 50? Well, you know, I'm pushing 60, and all the people in her family have deteriorated, and I'm still here. You know, and she goes, well, I didn't know you married Superman. You know?
That's great. That's great. Coach, you got any other questions?
Well, I wanted to ask you quickly. I know we're going to have to close here quickly.
No. We can go a little over. Good.
What I wanted to ask you, what do you feel, what is your take on active recovery and then conditioning for training for the competitive athlete regardless of age?
I think you have to. I mean, there's times when you just got to lighten that load up. I mean, you know something, though? I find that you have to go by your own feel, because I can't program somebody else's feelings. You know what I mean? Like, I've got a guy I train right now, a big, strong Sal Cotto, big dude, strong. He's a 700 plus squatter, you know, and raw squatter, pulls in the sevens. He's had hip issues, and we had to kind of really lighten him up for 6 or 8 weeks before the Worlds, because he just couldn't keep going and pounding on himself, you know. And he wanted to be up squatting in the eights, but couldn't due to the, you know, just continuously tear down a muscle. So, you know, I mean, everybody's got to know their own body well enough to know when, hey, you better back it off, you know, and kind of just get some blood in there, but back it off. I mean, there's times when you just need to take a couple of weeks off and sit back and let everything heal up, too. And the older I get, the more I believe that sometimes a 2 or 3 week vacation from the gym is not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Just, you know, joints and stuff just need time to heal. You just don't get enough blood supply in there, so you're better off. I've had so many issues with joint issues where I've had to take 2 weeks off just to let my inflammation go down in my elbows and I don't have shoulder issues, which is crazy. Most people are complaining of shoulders. I'm knees and elbows, you know, primarily elbows, but I tore my ACL completely out, wiped it out, rehabbed it myself with HCG. I'm sorry, human growth. I did a Russian cycle, where I put growth into my knee.
Yeah, there's a doctor in Florida who just passed away. His name was Doctor. His last name was Dunn, and he had a clinic, and it was actually he had a website called Intra-Articular Growth Hormone, and all he did was 2 rounds of 20 IUs in a gel directly into the capsule of the knee, one shot. 6 weeks later, another shot. And people's cartilage grew back. He did it for NFL football players. He did it for all sorts of people.
That's exactly what I did. I did that with the help of some Russians. I hurt myself right before the World Championships, and I believe it was 2012. I was there, and I was in a splint, and I had to take the splint off to go up and lift, and my squat was horrendous. I think I squatted like 350, but I shouldn't even have been under any weight at all. Well, one of the Russian coaches came over to me afterwards and said, you know, you want me to help you fix, you know, and I, you know, barely could understand the guy, and he hands me syringes and he takes me upstairs and shows me what to do. And, oh, it was unbelievable. I did this little routine that they did, and I come back and my doctor was getting ready to do surgery. And he's like, you know what? I don't know what you've done, but you seem to be doing better than you should. So I'm not going to, he told me, if I cut you, you're out of game.
Right.
So
right.
You got I actually went through it. And then within 2 years, I was back squatting right at 600 pounds.
I did the same thing. I did the same thing on my left leg at a young age. And I had Dr. Jim Parks, who was the Mets team orthopedic surgeon at that time in New York. And he said, you know, I could repair this. He says, but once I open up that capsule, you absolutely are going to get arthritis later in life. And I said, well, what do I do? He goes, just squat a lot and build up your quads. And I was like, okay. Later on in life, I started squatting. My knee never gave me trouble once I started squatting after that.
Yeah, I went to TMI Sports. Meister told me the same thing. He's the doctor for the Rangers. Told me the exact same thing. Matter of fact, when I came back in and he reevaluated my knee, he goes, I don't know what you've done, but you did a heck of a job at it. Keep doing whatever you're doing. He goes, that's what most of the doctors tell me. They go, look, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it because I can't do it.
Right.
They're like, and their medication, I tell my physician all the time, I'm really not interested in medications that you can prescribe, because I'd rather work through it or figure out a way. I don't like taking the big pharma approach to everything because there's just too many side effects with everything.
Well, they don't regenerate anything. Big pharma doesn't regenerate anything. Peptides, growth hormone, these things actually are regenerative medicine. All they do is put you on a drug and make you a customer for 30 years. That's all they do.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what I tell most of the people I work with. I said, if you take the advice of your doctor, you're going to be on drugs forever and probably crippled because I've got an ex-wife that had 3 or 4 back surgeries. They had her on opiates, a pump, and everything else. I've got her in the gym now. She's in her 50s. She's awesome looking compared to where she was 3 years ago. And the biggest thing was to get her off all the opiates. They had her strung out. And the back injury, they told her she couldn't do anything. She's right now pulling 3 plates. So she went from being basically crippled to I got her powerlifting. She actually is a world champion powerlifter in the super old lady division. But the funny thing is that motivated her to change her life, and she's lost over 150 pounds. And with keto diet, she corrected her diabetes. And, I'm a big believer in ketogenic diets. I mean, big believer.
But can you stay with us through this next break? Because I want to talk to you about the ketogenic diet. If you've been listening to any of my current shows, there are zealots out there that are taking it the wrong way. I mean, I'm assuming you don't have brain cancer or seizures. I want to talk about the keto diet with you. Can you stay with us?
Sure.
Coach Wade, you okay for another break?
I'm gonna have to rip here.
Okay.
Because I'm at work, so I'm gonna have to go.
Okay. So let me just go into the break. I'll let you go, and then we'll come back with Marvin. Stay tuned. You're listening to Old Man Strong.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but 6 of their top sellers. That's right, 6 different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to this episode of Old Man Strong. We had to let Coach Wade go because he was at work, but Marvin is still with us. So there's a phenomenon going on today, and I actually did a rant yesterday. I basically said if your dietary approach gives you membership in a club, you're choosing to eat that way for the wrong reasons. We're going on the keto cruise, we're going on the vegan fest, you know, this is silly. That's not how you should choose your diet. But more importantly, keto has kind of morphed into this race, this pissing contest to see who can have higher and higher ketone levels, when in fact, I've just done a slew of shows showing that the only time from an evolutionary perspective, we would have had 3 or 4 millimoles of ketones as if we were starving. That's actually causing genetic imprints in your body that will be passed on to your children if you have children shortly thereafter.
Well, that's why a lot of nutritionists would actually look at keto dieting as ridiculous, and they were worried about metabolic acidosis because, you know, we were taught in school not to recommend keto-style dieting because if people screw them up, they could really hurt themselves, you know. Electrolyte imbalances causing heart fibrillation and everything else. I mean, because, you know, the common side effect of a ketogenic dieting is dehydration. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, if you start getting headaches, use the sodium bicarbonate to knock out the buffering. And that also works good before a big squat session. But at the same time, things like Himalayan salt can help you, hold more fluid and keep your electrolytes up so you don't get all the cramping and stuff that goes along with ketogenic dieting. But I don't worry so much about the ketones. I worry about what the blood says. So every time I put somebody on the keto diet, I recommend that they get the little pricker. Just, you know, every time you eat a meal, take your blood sugar and just see where you're at. Not once a day, every time you do a meal. Over a couple of weeks, you're starting to find out what's spiking your blood sugar. And they're also finding out they're eating a lot of carbohydrates they don't realize they're eating, you know, because everything now is just draped in sugar. And, you know, if you can control your blood sugar somewhere between 80 and 100 all the time, you're not doing too bad. When you start seeing these crazy spikes, they just did a study recently that where they're doing 24-hour-a-day blood monitoring, and they're finding people that have considered normal blood sugar actually are having crazy blood sugar spikes, you know, that nobody knew about before.
Yeah, postprandial, after a meal, postprandial, right?
Exactly. It wasn't showing up in AC1. It wasn't showing up in your periodic blood test. You know, but now that they have a way of monitoring it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're seeing these crazy spikes. Well, if you can keep those spikes under control, you've mastered the whole diabetic situation. And I work with people continuously. They come in with blood sugar over 500, and I get them in check and have them in the 80s and 90s within a month, you know. But it's a matter of just really making them understand what they're eating. I work with people all the time, though, that they want to cheat ketosis. They want to tell me, well, and then they always, you know, I say walk, swims, or flies, fish, feather, furs. If it's that, you can eat it. Add eggs, you know, you're good. But that's my motto. But they always want to go with, you know, well, I've seen this on the internet, and it's always a sales pitch. You know, somebody's trying to ketogenic ice cream. Come on, man. You know, really? Yeah. No such thing. Yeah. You know, no such thing. But, you know.
So you did your thesis on the ketogenic diet, you told me, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, yeah. So I want to ask you a question. Do you know who Kekwick and Pawan are?
They were
scientists from the 50s. We just paid homage to them in the last half hour of yesterday's show. These are the two guys that showed. So what they did was they took obese women and brought them into a metabolic ward. No take-home diary, because people lie. And they kept them there, and they fed them. And one group got 80% of their calories from carbohydrates. One group got 80% of their calories from fat. And one group got 80% of their calories from protein. The only group that gained weight was the carb group. Now, there are some flaws in the study. There's no doubt about it. They didn't have DEXA back then. They didn't have a lot of things. The group that lost the most weight, quote-unquote weight, was the high-fat group. The second greatest weight loss was the high-protein group. But the reason that they didn't lose as much as the high-fat group was they seemed to have gained muscle, too. So the net loss. And everybody jumped on the keto diet because they thought, because Atkins, 10 years later, published his book and his premise because of that study. He goes on to talk to about Drs. Pawan and Kekwick. And so everybody went, oh, well, the most weight loss is what we want. Forget about the second greatest weight loss, even though you gained muscle. What they missed the point on was you can be in ketosis, 1.2 millimoles, on a high-protein, moderate-fat, low-carbohydrate diet, and not sacrifice muscle, and tell your body it's thriving. It's thriving because it's getting good nutrition. At that point in time, your body thinks you're a really good hunter. If you're eating 80% fat and at 4, 5, 6 millimoles, your body just thinks you're really good at starving. What do you think about that?
Yes, that's. I believe the protein intake's got to be quite a bit higher than most of these people are suggesting. I got a lot of people coming in going, well, 30% protein, 70% fat type thing. I said, nah. I looked at protein, and it's hard to get that many essential fats, I mean, unless you're using the macadamia nut oil and the different oils and stuff to get the fat, it's actually hard to eat. I tell you though, I've seen people throw themselves out of ketosis by eating too much protein. Gluconeogenesis will actually cause enough spike in blood sugar to throw people out of ketosis. And I've seen that time and time again with some of my younger people I work with. They go crazy on the protein, and then I find out, I do a blood check on them, and they're still high. I mean, I said, back up off the protein and add some more fat, and everything's neutral, comes back to where it's supposed to be. But, depends on how you train, too, I mean, I've got a big guy, Sal, he's a 300-pluser. He drops 40, 50, 60 pounds at a pop. He'll go into ketosis, but he won't keep the body weight off. He's one of these yo-yo dieters, that's a problem too.
That's very bad. We just did a show about that with Joel Green. Yo-yo dieters suffer from some bad ailments later on in life. So my approach right now, I'm having amazing success with it. This is not for weight loss. This is for health. I'm actually doing the Gironda diet. I'm doing meat and eggs. And I have introduced avocado and asparagus, and that's it. I eat parsley because it's high in minerals. It's a very, very healthy food. That's it. So those are the foods I'm eating right now. I'm not trying to lose weight. I am getting leaner. But I see a lot of my symptoms slowly going away. And it's my way of doing an elimination diet. Critique it.
Yeah, there you go. I pretty much eat like you do, but I don't even really call it a diet. That's just how I eat. I eat nuts. My fruits are usually things like blueberries.
Berries,
yeah. And I don't even eat tons of that. I usually use the blueberries in my shake in the morning. I like to eat fiber. I eat sourdough bread about once a day. I take a slice of bread, and I love natural peanut butter. And I'll for breakfast, I do that shake thing, and I do a slice of sourdough bread with natural peanut butter on. That's a very normal.
Now, is this sourdough bread you're getting from a bakery or something you buy at the grocery store?
So yeah, sure is.
Here's the thing bakery. That Del Musa did a fantastic blog a couple years ago that real sourdough bread is allowed to ferment for at least 24 hours. The stuff you buy at the grocery store, they have this rapid fermentation process where they make believe it's 24 hours. They raise
and
the temperature.
That's exactly why I eat the sourdough bread.
The real sourdough bread has no gluten in it.
Exactly. And that's why I eat it. I don't use any other bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also eat basil nuts every day for, you know, thyroid function.
Beautiful. And, selenium. Beautiful.
Yeah. I follow pretty much all the rules that people should. You know, I make sure I use a fish oil on a daily basis. I use Carlson fish oils on a daily basis. I take magnesium, potassium every day. I also take niacin, high dose niacin every day.
A thousand milligrams of slow release.
I take 2,000 milligrams and I take fast release. I love the flush.
I love the burn too. I thought I was the only one that liked that.
No, I love the flush. If it doesn't flush, I won't use it.
Well, you know what? I did a show about niacin about 5 years ago, and the doctor came on, and we talked about this. That the potassium salt niacin, the no flush niacin, does not affect your lipids, and it's because it's whatever the,
yeah, the flushing is when you get the effect. Right?
Yes.
If you don't flush, you're not doing
yes.
anything. Exactly.
Now, first of all, the flush is from prostaglandin release. So if you're somebody who has mm-hmm. lots of allergies, niacin taken every single day can actually make your allergies better. But more importantly, yep. if you take it every day, you don't get the flush anymore after about a week.
Yeah. Well, I can still flush. My wife turns completely red. She's a glowing machine.
Right.
But me, I don't really do that. I get kind of a hot feeling and I love it. My doc actually laughs about it because he goes, I don't know what it is about you bodybuilders and stuff, but y'all like to flush. He goes, none of my other patients, they want to prescribe me like niacin.
That stuff is horrible for your liver.
Junk.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it was junk.
Yeah.
It was tachyhepatic toxins. I looked at that and I noticed my ASTs and ASLs were elevated. I immediately stopped the niacin. Matter of fact, almost everything I've ever got from the physician that was prescribed to help, I seen negatory.
Right. And the funny thing that people don't realize is every single statin drug offered by the pharmaceutical companies is compared to the gold standard niacin, because niacin is the only thing that will lower LDL and raise HDL at the same time.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
And there's a study that came out recently that one of the physicians quoted me, that tried to quote me, that said that, you know, that they were kind of arguing that point. And I said, I don't care. I see what it's done for me. I said, I don't have to look at the study. I see what it's done for me.
Right.
So you can't quote a study because I've been doing this for years and I see what it's done for me. And I can feel when I flush, I can feel the blood just rushing through my body.
Right.
You know, it's a great feel. It's like a dilation of everything.
Right. It is. And you know the other thing, Marvin? So what's all the rage today for anti-aging? This Niagen, right? It's nicotinamide deribose. Do you know that niacin turns into nicotinamide deribose naturally
absolutely.
In the body?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and it's a lot cheaper because you can buy niacin for practically nothing.
Yeah, like $5, you know? Right? Sundowner, $5 for the big bottle.
I go to a store here. It's called Winco. It's one of these big co-op places. You can buy like whey protein cheap right out of the tub. You buy niacin, it's $1 for like, you know, 100 tabs. You know,
right.
So it's co-ops. It's great.
That's awesome.
Save a lot of money.
Marvin, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show with such short notice. You've been an amazing first guest for this show. I got to tell you, this show's going to go down in the annals for sure.
Good. I had a lot of fun. It was entertaining.
And thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio, man.
I love this show.
Thank
awesome.
You. All right, listen, you have a great day, brother.
I will. Thank you.
Take Bye-bye. Care. And we also want to thank Coach Wade. He had to leave us a little early, but he was here in spirit. Of course, Ogreware and the Ogre Compound, we have to plug that. You can find him on Facebook. And that's it for this week. We will see you Monday with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for all of your support and always listening to the show.